Welcome to Know the Facts, Get the Vax, a series by Africa Check to help you evaluate COVID-19 health claims, quacks and cures. The COVID-19 vaccines saves lives. It's the best way to protect yourself, your family and your community. In this series, you will learn more about COVID-19 and the different vaccines available, how they were developed and how they work, and how to understand and use important healthcare information. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused us to spend a lot more time online in order to stay connected. But while it's great to keep in touch with friends and family online, it also exposes us to the risk of things like cyberbullying, cyber attack scammers, and online stalkers. In this episode, we'll outline a number of tips to help you stay safe online. Firstly, know your apps. Get to know more about the security of your private information on the apps and sites that you use. Apps use this sort of information to make recommendations of things you like, but they can also share this information with advertisers and other companies. Check your privacy settings to make sure that you are aware of how they store or use your data. You can also change permissions that give an app access to your data or device. This is especially important when using video conferencing apps that use your camera and microphone in real time. Secondly, limit your footprint. Your digital footprint is all the information online that was either posted by you or by others. This information never disappears. You need to think carefully about what you share online. You could be giving away information that helps a creep figure out your password, where you live, or gives them access to your private photos. To protect yourself, you can do things like delete online accounts that you aren't using, install password manager that stores and encrypts your passwords, and avoid sharing your location. Finally, think before you click. COVID-19 is new and unfamiliar, making us vulnerable to scams that target our fear and uncertainty. If you receive an email or an SMS that claims to have new information on the virus but asks you to click on a link or open an attachment, make sure that it is from a reliable source. Scammers might use this kind of trick to gain access to your device or personal information. If you do not recognize the contact details or the organization that contacted you, do not click on the link or attachments. Search for the websites or associated sources to confirm the information instead. We don't always realize the amount of information we share online or store on our devices, and this can make us vulnerable to scams. So stay informed and stay safe online. Share these tips with your friends and family and tune into the next episode of Know the Facts, Get the Vax, in which we'll be explaining how to stay sane and take care of your mental health in the chaotic information environment of COVID-19 pandemic.